lot of O's to start a show. We don't have that kind of time in the 2000 twans. What the hell are these called? I know with the zeros we've agreed are the aughts. What is this?
I didn't even know about the aughts.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, the naughty oughties. That's those are the O to the 10.
The mean teens?
That works for me. So this is The Warrior by Patti Smith. Smythe. I'm going to level with you. I still don't know. I'm not very good at white people music. By the way, this is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the creepy name. Yeah, my dad was like a Greek immigrant who came over when he was in his mid-40s. So his music was legit 8 tracks of Bouzouki stuff. Like the crap you would see, you know, a guy playing in the corner at some sort of Greek taverna as you throw dollars at his feet because his child needs some sort of surgical hair removal because he's Greek. So I don't know any of this stuff, but there's like a Patti Smythe, but also a Patti Smith. Like one, I think, did like...
Isn't one like Muffins or Patti Smith? Or
you're thinking Cookies, brother.
Well, there's the one... Cookies? Okay, there's one that did an album called Horses, and I think that's Patti Smith with an I, but then there's like Patti Smythe, who's kind of like Pat Benatar-y, but they might be the same person. I don't know if she did like a pop turn at some point, and it's the same being. Now that I look at the YouTube images, they kind of look alike. But these might also be pictures of Pat Benatar in the mix. I am genuinely confused by what
I'm
seeing.
It's the 80s. They all looked alike.
This is before my time.
Yeah, I know. You can't help us. You were like, I was conceived 15 years after the times
right. You're
describing. Okay, I think they are the same person, because at least one of them was married to John McEnroe, and now I'm seeing that. I'm just baffled. But we are playing The Warrior because Netflix Friday night put up an amazing show. Amazing to this man.
Well,
a little fair to Midland for Travis over there. Travis Dorward again. DC area comedian Travis Dorward.
Over there.
Travis, say something. Make the audience love you.
My chair does not squeak.
We'll know
contrary
that
to
the third chair we gave you.
Popular rumors.
They will know that is a lie soon enough, and you'll be
that
branded.
That was a mouse I was strangling.
It's a mouse on a motorcycle, and that's to cover a fart, not a moving chair. Get it right. And Brian Bolte.
John, doing your show. It's like taking a shot of heroin to the tip of your penis.
I thought you were going to say to the tit.
To the tip
like, that sounds,
of my penis.
That sounds not manly, but okay. I guess if you've run out of literally every other inch of real estate, you can put that syringe right in your nip.
Can't find the track marks there, brother.
Yeah, so I spent my weekend, you know what, I'm being a little liberal saying weekend. I spent my Friday night watching the entirety of Glow.
And you stayed awake?
On Netflix. I'm normally a bit of a baby because I don't go out and live a life. So I nod off like at midnight, like a semi-responsible adult. But I stayed up to a whopping like 1:45. Glow is 10 episodes long, and at 1:45 a.m. I fell asleep halfway through episode 10.
Wow.
And patted myself on the chest. I was like, you done good, boy. You done good. And woke up about 8 a.m. and promptly crushed that last chunk before going to the gym. So there you go. It wasn't a complete wasted weekend.
It was 10:30 this morning. I fell asleep halfway through episode 1.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you have things of actual import in your life to take care of.
Or that show was just that good.
That it put you to sleep?
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Okay, so I want to explain the show really quickly to those who haven't watched it yet. It's, I want to say, kind of Netflix's latest Stranger Things, as in they didn't throw a ton of money behind it to promote. It was just at the end of Orange is the New Black, which of course I crushed in like 3 days, because again, I don't have children, I don't pay for a house, I don't have a wife. I'm the anti-Brian. I don't like butt play.
John?
Yes.
I saw a bumper sticker that said, Jesus is pro-life.
So was he?
So I didn't push my wife down the stairs, and now I have children.
Oh, you ruined your life over a bumper sticker, sir.
I had to bring up bumper stickers since you've ruined my life over a bumper sticker.
We'll get to that in a second.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. He's taking us off the beaten path to, I clued him in, if you're in the D.C. area, there's a religious station, 91.9 WTGS. Hmm. Those stickers are everywhere. Once you know about them, you can't unsee them. It's like learning about Illuminati symbols. You see that damn eye in the pyramid every friggin' where. Those stickers will haunt you. Now, Travis, back to you, sir. You've got a face. You look like a dog who's watching me eat. Like, the eyes are very intense. So what's on your brain?
I'm just in the zone. I'm trying to keep up.
Oh, it's all good. So Glow was they threw out a preview at the end of Orange is the New Black, which is a very cunning, evil trick on the part of Netflix. Because had I simply seen the Glow ad, like, hey, you want to watch the trailer? I'd be like, Jesus, I'm disgusting and addicted. But watching a trailer, like, maybe I'll watch the show, maybe I won't. But I won't watch this
teaser. They showed a trailer on Netflix, like, after...
Yes, after you finish Orange is the New Black. Typically, when you finish a show, you get a sense of accomplishment because finally there isn't the usual next episode starts in 5. You know, like, right. Will you do nothing and let this thing happen to you? Like, you've climbed the mountain. Like, it will give you recommendations, but it won't auto start those recommendations. And Netflix, I think, with Orange is the New Black season 5, tried a new thing where at the end of it, normally it's like, you know, achievement unlocked, bed sore. Instead, it's like, hey, just sit back, fatty, and we're going to show you something else you're going to watch in a couple weeks. And I was just like, ugh, all right, bring it on. And I saw the preview for Glow, and I was like, they have a mega hit. This is going to be their new Stranger Things. Like, people...
I don't think it'll be that big. It's women's wrestling.
I mean, think it's going to be massive.
I can define Glow to you.
What, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling? I can define it,
the
too.
The show.
I know acronyms.
It's like masturbating to black and white pictures of your grandmother in a tasteful bathing suit, 50s bathing suit.
Oh, God. Your grandmother's so much younger than mine. I have old parents and old grandparents.
I probably do, too, but I'm just... It gets the job done, but there's less horrible stuff out there to watch.
My grandpa looks like she came to Ellis Island, like in the bowels of a...
Your grandpa, she? Come on, is it?
my grammar.
Wasn't Stranger Things in the 80s, too?
Yes.
Is that the market? Is that the hit decade for, like,
I'm telling
current
you,
shows?
They have done the research, and they know how to hit a sweet spot. Hell, we opened with The Warrior, because that was at the beginning of said first episode of Glow.
Not to get off on Glow, but Stranger Things sucked, too.
Well, no. No.
You clearly know nothing. Like, now, at first, I was going to take you seriously, but if you're crap on both
what
Stranger
shows
Things,
do you like, Brian?
Yeah, seriously. What kids
I
crap?
I love Orange is the New Black. That's probably one of my favorite. We just started with that.
I don't hate it, but it's not good anymore.
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
You don't like the fifth season?
No, I hate... Look,
they jumped the shark with the fifth season.
You didn't like The Riot?
The Riot's kind
of... No, I don't like any of it. Like, it was good when it was an actual focused show on the life of White Bitch, whatever her name was.
Piper.
Yeah. When it was an actual drama centered around this character, it worked. And then I guess at some point they were like, well, we can't really focus on her because there's just not that much story. Like, we've already blown our wad.
Yeah, a lot of fans didn't like her. So I guess
it's her damn show. That's like effing Seinfeld, like circa season 4, just being like, oh, it's George and Kramer at McDonald's all day.
Game of Thrones was also Ned Stark's show.
Touche. I will give you that 100%. I'm just saying I don't think that they've effectively replaced Piper the way that Game of Thrones has at least given me new characters to root for. Like, I'm sorry, there's like, what, Fat Black Cindy or whatever her name is, and then Tasty. And
Tasty.
I don't root for any of these people, not just because I'm a heartless bigot. I don't care. Like, the show got so up its own ass about being quote-unquote woke or whatever the hell you children say. And on top of that, the characters stopped being believable. Like, I know next to nothing about writing for anything.
You've never been in a woman's prison, have you?
Apparently everyone's literate as the bejesus, man. Everyone can reference... God, what the hell amazingly long book did the Spanish chick who has the unibrow, and then they let her get, like, semi-attractive this season and, like, shave her Frida...
I know what you're talking about.
The one with the cell phone.
Exactly, that was hidden up her friggin', you know, her pocket.
I'd like to make a call.
Yeah. That chick they allowed to be semi-attractive this season. I just she referenced someone, like, I think, eating a book of just a massive length and, like, pulled out a book even I didn't know. And I'm not saying I read a ton, but for God's sake, I can at least get a book-length reference. Like, if you say The Stand, I know we're talking large books and long movies here.
Mm-hmm.
And she references this, and I'm like, this is a Spanish gang chick in an effing prison. Like, blow it out your ass, dude. Can we not make characters that are, like, semi... I'm not saying they have to grunt and fling feces at each other.
But it would help.
I'm just saying, like, don't be doing calculus BC on the walls.
Did you not cry when Poussey died?
No.
You monster.
Oh, John and I had a jack
monster.
Party.
Yeah, I don't...
To Poussey dying in the show?
That was a little...
Getting crushed by a guard?
We kept watching that on a loop.
I know you're into breath play, but that's too
much. Oh, dude, the load I blew. Crazy.
All right. And people think I'm the asshat of the show. I wasn't invested. I don't care that her and her little half-Asian girlfriend and junk, I don't care about any of them anymore.
She sucks, the Asian girl.
But she's cute, and we got to see her naked, so that was a plus.
She's all right. Again, I don't really... She's okay. She's petite. What can I say? She's... In America today, if you're not a gigantic person, you're like a 5. You know, like, bare minimum.
Thank you.
Anyway, hey, I'm cooking with gas here. I'm just saying, if you're a woman and you're not shopping at Ross Dress for Less, we've reached the point where you're at least a 5 now.
How do I put this? What's that gentleman that does the Mets? She is a...
Mr. Met?
Hot Oriental American.
Jesus. Oriental American.
Did you not hear that?
No, what was
the... What's the broadcaster that falls asleep at the... I can't not to look it up.
Okay.
He got in a lot of trouble because he was referring to one of the...
Oriental American.
Yes, they're Oriental. Those are rugs, people. Sorry. No. We went from Glow. This is, by the way, guys, I have ADHD, and I kind of bring you off.
No, I do too, so it kind of tracks. But I think Orange is the New Black is pretty related to Glow because the team, according to Netflix, the team that brought us Orange is the New Black is the team that brought us Glow.
I don't think that means what they want or people think it means.
It's just like the EP, the executive producer, and a couple other producers, I think.
I think really it's like an intern is on both shows.
Oh, really? Just the same chick fetching coffee is now walking to two writers' rooms instead of one?
I think so.
But yeah, man, I still watch Orange is the New Black. I watch, what's the Kevin Spacey is horrible president?
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards.
That I didn't get into.
I watch anything that is considered one of the tier one shows of Netflix because I feel even more so than HBO... You have a very, very clear connection in your head of like, this is costing me like 10 bones a month.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get everything I can out of it. And there was, I want to say like a 4 to 5 month stretch where I watched very little on Netflix and was thinking about S-canning it. And then in the last 3 weeks, it has been House of Cards. They legit did, they had the stones to do House of Cards and a week after Orange is the New Black. Why? Why blow your wad that hard in that two effing week period? They also had F is for Family, the Bill Burr cartoon that's crappy, but I'll watch
it. It's not good.
No, it really isn't.
The first one...
I watched a couple episodes.
Yeah, exactly, a couple episodes.
I think there was... And now there's this, but I think there was like a fourth series in the mix that I... Oh, Bloodline. For those that... I don't know if any of you guys watched Bloodline. It was so much crap. Like... All the shows that I still watch on that damn thing thrown together in 1 month. It was very dickish on their part. And now I'm just clicking there like, Netflix, you got anything more for me, man? And there's nothing.
I need it.
Yeah.
I need
there's
it.
There's nothing. I'm literally rewatching Glow. I'm already two episodes into a rewatch, which I've never done before.
That Alison Brie chick, are you really into her? Is that...
I'm not like, okay, so we'll do the summary of Glow for those that
don't... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get the how it grabbed you.
Sure, okay, well, so Glow is about an actual women's wrestling league, which I grew up watching. It aired, I think, from 86 to 90. No,
I watched it.
It was like a near and dear memory to me, though. It was Mark Maron, who is in Glow, he's a podcaster, does the WTF pod. He describes it in one scene as porn you can watch with your kids, and that is what Glow was. in my household. Once a week, it was a ladies wrestling show that would air, you know, kind of like as a, I won't say as a compliment to WWF. Like, they weren't related in any way. It was just WWF was huge back then. Ultimate Warrior, Randy Hulk Savage, Hogan. Hulk Hogan, yeah, Andre the Giant.
You had cable in the 80s?
We were, like, the last in the neighborhood to get it, and that was last? Back in
I didn't have cable in the 80s. I don't think I had it in the 90s.
What?
You didn't have it in the 90s? Rich kids.
I really wasn't. We were tardy to the party. And
definitely not in the 80s.
I got it at, like, age 7, but I very vividly remember my dad, anytime I would put on WWF, would be like, legit would ask, what are you, gay? And I'm like, I'm a kid. I don't know what that means. Like, I don't even know what the happy part of gay means.
I just want to, like, say my prayers and eat my vitamins, Dad.
Yeah. I'm just like, these guys are wailing on each other. It's cool. What don't you get, you stupid Greek immigrant?
But, I loved WWF back in the day.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, the adults that like it, it's horrible, but I loved it when I was
a
child.
But I completely get it. Like, my dad had no redneck sensibilities. He was fresh. He had nothing really American other than wanting to make a better life. Like, he came over here in his mid-40s. There was no saturation. Okay. Other than being, like, able to sing On the Road Again, which he would just sing, like, the damn On the Road Again part over and over and over. There wasn't a ton he picked up in this country. So, like, seeing wrestling, I legit, he must have been like, what the hell country am I raising my kid in? Like, they're men pretending to fight each other, wearing leotards with their man tits hanging out of them. Like,
I was going to say, what's gay about a couple oiled up guys, you know, and their leotards hugging it out?
No, it'd be like, I would have on that, and then there would be like...
Wait, he's from Greece?
Yeah, yeah.
They invented wrestling.
I but know. Real wrestling.
Yeah, and they invented butt sex. But who's counting?
John's dad was on that council. Yeah. They invented butt sex.
Professor of Athens University, yeah. of rectum studies. So he comes over here and his kid's watching wrestling, then flipping over to Kids in the Hall, and then flipping over to, like, Poison and Warrant on MTV. He has to be like, seriously, this kid does not stand a chance. He will be so into men. My name will not live on. God damn it. Why did I move here? But GLOW came out, and GLOW was chicks shoving their crotches in each other's faces and chicks, you know, like, pulling on each other, grabbing each other's hair and doing all the various takedowns and crap. That was fine. Like, that was appointment viewing for my dad. And I very much remember, like, I was like, well, even back then, I guess I was a misogynist. So I was like, they're girls, so they suck at this stuff. But it's my dad letting me watch wrestling, which I guess was important to me as a really small kid. So I was like, sure, what the hell? We'll watch
it. Just curious, did your dad have a blanket over his lap while you watch it together?
Yeah, he wouldn't let me sit on it. That was
he just wanted 15 minutes alone, John.
I mean, that was exactly as Mark Maron put it, porn he could watch with the family. Like, it was that and then flipping to the Spanish channel, at which point I was like, okay, this has nothing for me. I don't get why my dad... Like, you remember being that young, right, where you don't understand lust. Like, your dad could be watching bikinis on TV. Yeah. And you just be like, what's the point? Like, where are the Transformers? Like, this sucks.
John's dad's just staring down at his hairy knuckles, look like a 70s Bush, wishing John was out of the room.
No, my dad just had those gross, like, mobster forearms, just hair all over. Mine are nothing compared to what he had.
But he just wanted to pretend it was a horrible 70s Bush and masturbate. But his son, of questionable...
yeah, his less than all man son held him back. But I remember GLOW, and I remember it being semi-popular. Like, I'll throw out a GLOW tidbit for anyone who's just watched the Netflix thing and wouldn't know this. There was a GLOW Married with Children crossover.
Really?
Where I believe... Peg, this will shock you, Peg lost all of Al's money. They were in Vegas where GLOW was filmed once a week, and I think by getting in the ring with the women of GLOW, he was going to make like 10K or whatever the hell. And, you know, the goof was, this might shock you, but some comedy was based in someone's expectations falling in the face of reality. Does that blow you away? So Al expects to be wrestled by some gorgeous ladies, And then because things weren't as PC back then, there were two like fat sweat hogs in Glow.
I remember this one.
Yeah, there was. I think her name was Big Bad Voodoo Mama or Big Bad Mama. Yes, and she had a face that was just painted half black, half white, and she just crushes the S out of Al Bundy for 5 minutes, and that's pretty much your episode. But it was, I won't say
there was no No Ma'am part.
No. I don't think No Ma'am had been invented yet. Like, okay. No Ma'am was definitely later seasons. But it was, I'm not going to say huge, but it was known in the 80s if you had cable. So Netflix, as you pointed out, Travis, lives to deal in nostalgia. Mm. And I guess saw a vehicle for, you know, like, oh, we're going to do female empowerment, which is an interesting spin on Glow. I don't want to belittle what the actual women of Glow accomplished, but I have to think Glow was more like, I think they hired a bunch of showgirls. And it was just like sleazy guys that were probably taking a break in between filming porn.
Right.
Pretty
and
much.
Like, yeah. And
they alluded to that in the first episode.
Oh, that they had
questionable
background.
She was like, yeah, you can do porn or you can do this.
Yes.
Saying it's like a click off porn.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
It's mainstream porn. We can put this on cable television and not have.
Yeah, I think if you read up, because it was filmed in Vegas, they just got showgirls from the Tropicana who are like, sure, I don't mind needing a wheelchair by age 45. Like, that's cool. I'll marry Rich and he'll buy me a golden spine. We'll be fine. So it's got Alison Brie. So you brought up Alison Brie. She's the star.
I did.
Are you a big Alison Brie guy? Because we can talk Alison Brie for a second. I know
Mark Maron hit the nail on the head when he talked about her, and he's like, I don't know if you're hot or if you're not. You're just, and he kept saying stuff like that. And I don't know if it's a pilot episode, the first episode.
Wait, is she from Community?
Yes.
They're the same person?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was. I thought she was on Community.
She's Annie from Community,
yeah.
And she bangs like the real evil dude in Mad Men, like Krauthauser, whatever the hell his real name is. He had the really receding hairline that kind of became a running joke in the show. And I think in real life, he's married to Rory Gilmore, the little Gilmore, who also is a fivehead. So like their kids are going to just be bowling balls. Like it's going to be squiggly Homer Simpson lines on the back of their head, and that will be the hair.
It's gonna look like my head.
No, you're still hanging in there, man. I look at your hairline, I'm like, Christ, I hope my front line.
It's always been like this.
Holds really. No, I'm starting to scoot up. It's bad.
But Alison Brie,
internet darling.
I knew that I wasn't into her when they had the nude scene, and I was just kind of like, eh. I was kind of doing my thing, watching it. I didn't rewind to rewatch it.
Oh. Yeah.
And then they had the sex scene.
Well, you're an adult.
I still like looking at boobs.
Yeah, but in passing, like unless it's an actress you really have the steamies for. Like,
I,
are
I
you going
to
rewind?
I still have my password to Dr. Skin. What are you talking about? Mr. Skin.
Oh, okay.
So just kidding.
You go through, yeah, I
let me get that later.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, Keith Lop, there's so many boobies. They have boobies on the internet.
I love how we all had that thought. Like, I hope he's not kidding.
But yeah, and then when they had the sex scene later, and I just kind of glossed over it, and looking at her, I'm just like, eh, take her or leave her. And I mean, she was kind of annoying to me.
She's cute on Community. She's cute in Mad Men. There's a certain subsection of the internet. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the internet, but it is now. The
heard
internet, I think,
the,
when it
the
comes
what?
The interwebs.
Yeah,
when it, Al Gore invented. I'll tell you later.
When it comes to computer nerds and women, there's like three things they fetishize: Asian chicks, gingers, and Alison Brie. Which,
and animated.
I guess if you're into the hentai stuff too, that's at the center of the triangle. But there's a weird like obsession with her for a lot of guys that just. I'm going to assume are nerds. I love this. I'm like, they're nerds because they use the internet. Like,
come on. You nerd.
98% of the American
keyboard.
You probably have a Yahoo email address, you nerd.
God.
Travis.
Love. Yahoo strong.
This is the thing that also, I like a strong female lead. But I also, in the back of my head, want to say to myself, I wonder what her butthole looks like. And I don't have that with her.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
You don't want to.
Is that not clean?
I guess it is, technically.
Technically, right? I apologize.
It's a medical term.
It is funny to me that they did seem to nail the shape of white women in the 80s down in this show.
They really did in that. They really did in the what was the jazzercise class?
The aerobics class.
They
yes.
nailed it.
Like, everyone is very assless, which is how I remember my Caucasian chicks. It's odd how they've managed to adapt to the climate and grow asses lately, but yeah.
Squats, my friend, squats.
There's a lot of just like a centimeter of skin and then spine going on in those derrieres. But yeah, Glow is about a up-and-coming, well, not really up-and-coming, an actress who's struggling. She can't get a break, and her agent or some sort of casting director says, hey, you could potentially do this thing. And she walks in, and she learns she's going to wrestle, and the wrestling league is headed by Marc Maron. I don't know about you guys. I'm typically not the biggest Marc Maron guy.
I'm not a huge fan, but I was excited to see him.
He was great in this.
He's for me so far.
This is the first episodes. Thing I've ever really enjoyed Marc Maron in. Like, we'll get to my age. I remember him being very pushed by Comedy Central in the mid-90s, and even as a kid, not mid-90s, early 90s, like 91, 92, I remember seeing him on stage and just being like, I don't get it. Like, why is he on my TV? He's not funny like the other guys.
I didn't have cable, so I never got to
see him. That's true. Like, you got to watch reruns of All in the Family.
But did you notice he had his own show, and he was horrible as an actor? And on this, he was pretty good. I thought he did a good job on this show.
Well, he had a show recently. I think it was...
It was his show.
His show called Maron.
Yeah, and it was pretty much like a semi-fictionalized version.
It was Louis.
His podcast.
Yeah, where he does his pod out of his garage.
But some of it was
really
like cringeworthy to watch. His acting was
He's never really grasped me. I still don't... I'm sorry, I don't get the magic of the WTF pod.
I've never listened to it.
Yeah, like if I want to hear a crotchety old Jewish guy do an interview, like go to Howard Stern. Like, it's pretty simple. I get it. He didn't have Barack Obama, but everyone else, yes.
I invented that, Robin.
Yes, he did. He did. For once, you get credit. I didn't get it. But he in this, I think he's Sam Sylvia or Sam Silva.
I just remember his name's Sam.
Yeah,
I
don't remember. And he's this sleazy promoter, this guy who does B movies, and he crushes in the role. I love him. I know Travis and... Travis and Brian were obsessed with this one line. I'll play that right now.
You know, I haven't talked to you since the whole...
What?
Womb goof. Yeah, I was trying to come up with a tactful euphemism.
Yes, so he refers to a miscarriage as a womb goof, which who can hate a man that does that?
I wouldn't be surprised if doctors actually used that term in the 80s.
Whoopsie Dickens, you're the 80s goof. Am I still viable? No, womb goofed in 6 weeks, it looks like.
Sorry, it's a womb goof.
But yeah, I love the show. You have Betty Gilpin, I believe, the blonde who is the rival of Alison Brie. Who, right. You know, has huge boobs. Can't argue with that. I immediately saw, I looked up her name after episode 1, then Googled her name plus the word nude. I did not walk away disappointed.
Love to give her a womb goof.
She's very attractive. Them putting her with her leaky boobs at the beginning of the show kind of killed it for me.
Oh, you didn't like the leaky boob? Well, I can't say...
No.
I can't say that really revved my stuff, even though I typically I can enjoy a good milk now and again.
Okay. Right. I'm glad you can.
Yeah, I enjoy a good whole fat, nothing skim. But that didn't move me. That didn't move my penile Richter scale one way or the other, but it didn't hurt. Whereas you saw the soak through and you were like, oh, that's bad to see.
She did have a nice dumper because when she was on...
Much more so than most of the other girls
in
this.
When Marc Maron was having that... He was imagining them fighting in the ring, how it would be together. And she kept jumping on the
to journeys separate ways.
To her ass hanging out and shaking it. Yes. I was like, wow, she does have a dumper.
She's got a little bit on her.
Unlike that Allison chick who has no dumper.
Allison Brie, which I can only imagine the nerds of the internet lost their mind finally seeing her topless.
And this is the first time she's done
nude scene? Those Orange is the New Black people are... wretched and evil because they know how to shoot and sell a pilot. They did the same thing with Orange is the New Black, Episode 1. Piper, the star, her jugs are out. There's a bunch of other boobs for good measure. And they did the same, and you never see Piper again. Like, maybe, yeah. Like, Season 3, Episode 1, they're like, oh, yeah, her nipples didn't fall off. Here you go. Like, here's a reminder. But that's it. They'll just throw you this little bone here and there. And they did the same thing with this. She's topless twice in one episode.
But after seeing them, I'd rather see Travis's tits.
Well, who wouldn't? Yeah, I mean, because we have a...
It did nothing for
like,
me.
Like, we talk with him. We're friends.
That's true.
You guys can ask anytime. Like,
Travis, we got a camera. Can we see him?
Can I pull them
out? Whip him out! Whip him out!
I'll successfully get John kicked off YouTube as well.
Yeah. God, that'd be great. That'd be great if they had some sort of scanning technology that does it pick Travis's jugs up as girl jugs. Like, all right.
They can show murder, but not my boobs.
The beheading video was okay.
Values. Again, my dad was right. This country is. But I was hooked. Like, and it blew me away that we had such different reads on this, where you didn't really, you actively disliked it, Brian.
I did not like it.
Travis was the porridge that Goldilocks chose.
I feel like I could get into it. It's just it didn't give me, that hook hasn't gotten me yet. Like, it was good enough after the first three that I'll probably watch it tonight, but a lot of Netflix shows, I'll like do what you did and watch like the entire season.
So you will continue to watch?
Well, yeah, I'll still give it a chance.
Okay.
I think they are on to their new model with what is, I guarantee, the success of GLOW, where you're going to see fewer and fewer of their hour-long dramas, which, let's be honest, take you, at minimum, if you're an adult, like a week to watch, and they don't have the same, like, just dopamine flood as a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But with GLOW, they did, like, 33-minute episodes, comedy, and I swear to Christ, I logged on to Netflix to watch I forget what, but then it was like, you can now watch GLOW. And I was like, I guess I am. And I hit play and watched, like I said, 9.5 out of 10 episodes, boom, in a row. And I jokingly talk a lot about how much of that crap I watch, and I do watch a lot of streaming video.
Mm-hmm.
But not like that, dude. Like, I usually come up for air. Like, that was a new low for me. And I was like, good on them. They figured how to scratch my itch in ways I didn't know before. I avoided reality in ways I didn't know I could before.
But was it nostalgia? Because you watched it as a child? Is that
no,
why
because,
it
because
you in?
The characters are fictionalized. Like, it would be like if you did... It's very bizarre. It would be if you did a show called WWF, and then you didn't have Hulk Hogan... Or right. Andre the Giant, and you had characters like Fat Man and Leotard with one teat out, and Blonde American, and so, like you knew what they were going for, but it wasn't that character. So mm-hmm. I don't get why they made that choice.
But is that what got you into binge watching this Netflix show?
No, I just thought it was well done, and it okay. had some laughs, and I was enjoying Marc Maron's character, and again, not to sound like the devil incarnate to all these woke girls out there, but the whole empowerment thing didn't stand in the way too much of my enjoyment, so I was able to keep on going. Travis is just nodding like, what am I doing?
No, I mean, I don't mind the empowerment when they're also saying things like womb goof. Like,
yeah.
That was the first time I laughed, was the womb goof. I hate to say that.
That was your first.
Yeah, and you're in. You can imagine, hey, what does her butthole look like?
I'm not saying it had a ton of laughs for me. It was just enjoyable viewing. Like, it was just enough to keep me clicking through and sitting and watching.
Staying up to 2 a.m. to watch it?
Yeah.
You're describing pornography right now, by the way.
I was edging the whole time.
A few laughs, kept clicking.
A few laughs.
Till 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning, you're doing it wrong, Travis. We're going to have to have a tutorial after the show, Travis.
No, it scratched an itch. What can I say? I heartily recommend it. I think anyone I know from my, you know, in your 30s, I think the nostalgia thing will get you. If you're in your 20s, especially if you're female, the whole the empowerment element will get you. They have a huge hit. You will not hear the end of GLOW for the next, like, month. Mark my damn words. right now. Not that I'm like any sort of prophet, because there's already been your stupid like day of articles on like Refinery 29 and Vulture and all those other sites I wouldn't stop to take an S on. But it's coming. You're going to hear an annoying amount of about these people.
I think it'll help current actual women's wrestling, because WWE, they're in like a middle of a kind of women's revolution.
Oh, there's like the Divas or whatever the hell.
They're not called Divas anymore.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So like they're actually real wrestlers. Like they can put on real matches. Like not like they're not like supermodels just like going over and punching each other.
I thought the WWE was just hot chicks.
They're still attractive, but now they're more focused on them actually being able to wrestle. Yeah, like Ric Flair's daughter is like the top woman.
Oh yeah, did you look up her again? Not to undercut the whole empowerment thing. Did you look up Ric Flair's daughter's nudes?
No, I didn't know they're out there.
Oh, they're Charlotte out Flair. There. They're not.
What's like my favorite female football player is Mark Rippon's daughter. She's very talented.
I was watching the Legends.
Same thing.
Yeah, Mark Rippon's daughter's I think a quarterback in the lingerie league, right?
It's very empowering. I got so empowered.
Yeah.
That my bag hurt later.
That time she broke a heel on a quarterback sneak and still got in there. Yeah, it was real moving.
Bag was full for days. But the reason you're right and I'm wrong, I did look it up. And ratings, reviews, and everything was like in between 8 and 9 out of 10.
No, it's annoying like how down to a science these guys have making a pleasurable show. Because on one hand, you like to think that you're unique in some way and that you have tastes that aren't that generalized. And to know there's people out there who can just play your entertainment jonesing like a harp and just be like, he wants X, Y, and Z and we will give it to him.
It's 80s woman empowerment and teen suicide. Those are 13 reasons why.
They say the pitch from Netflix when they want you to do a show. And the amount of data and everything, it'll make your head spin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so impressive, you can't say no. They can literally, and Glow's been on the top of my header on, I know everyone's Netflix is different. It's been on the top of mine for days.
No, when they have a new show it that is. They think has universal appeal, like you're going to see that sort of crap pimped at the top.
Okay, I'm dumb. But I know they try to like put certain suggestions for stuff you used to watch. Their algorithms are supposedly on point and amazing.
Yeah, it's really effective. Supposedly the only movie they cannot predict, and this is not a joke, going in the theme of the rest of this show that hasn't elicited a laugh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It cannot predict people's reactions to Napoleon Dynamite. Travis is looking at me like,
what does that mean?
Like I'm tugging his dick right now.
That was the one black sheep.
You know how you watch a bunch of crap on Netflix,
right?
And at least back in the day, before Amy Schumer's special, the Black Leather Pig special, whatever it was called,
the one star that made it, now it's thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yes, although for me it still stars, so maybe it senses that I'm.
You need to update your phone, John.
on the Wii U. I watch via the Wii U because I'm the coolest Asian kid in 2013.
You really are.
So.
The coolest Oriental, as Mike Francesa would say.
Oriental American, don't be offensive. So if you, you're going through and you're watching enough, Netflix will kind of learn your patterns. And it'll be like, you know what, he's really into Goodfellas. So Casino, probably like 4.5 to 5 for him. Supposedly, like, whatever you watch, it could not predict how you would react to Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow.
Which I can see, because guys, I want you right now. Let's play a guessing game right now.
Okay.
Who loved it? Who hated it? First of all, I'm trying to think even how old you were for that. Give me that info.
He was old enough to see it.
Wouldn't it come like 04? Or
right around there, yeah, 04,
so
05.
I was about like 9 or 10.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, you're such I know. A baby.
God, I cannot wait until I'm old and I take your kidneys.
Can I have his liver?
Yes. Call dibs on the corneas.
There's plenty of me to go around, boys.
Oh, God.
All right.
Shubbing up.
So I am going to vote that Bolty over here did not like it. I'm going to vote that Travis loved it, because I think it would have been just like weird goofiness for him at that point, like a Princess Bride almost. Christ, I can't even comprehend how young you are. God damn. All right, Bolty.
Vote for Pedro. Fucking loved it.
Oh, okay. I'll bleep you.
Oh,
I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, yeah.
F8.
I had to hit F8. Man.
I apologize.
That was another day in the cotton field. Oof, I'm tired. All right. And
don't
Travis.
Don't say the F word.
I remember really, really liking it, but then I got tired of it because everyone had the Vote for Pedro shirt.
Yes.
So I was just kind of sick of seeing those around. So for, I think, a brief time, I was kind of against it.
Were those big, like, in your elementary school, legit?
Yeah, I remember them in middle school. So.
Okay.
Like, I guess
that would have been
a little bit after it came out.
Okay, so those were, that was almost like your Bart Simpson t-shirt then. Like, see, people don't remember this, especially your age. Brian and I remember this. When The Simpsons was new, god damn, it was Bart's face on everything.
Matt F8.
Back when he was the face of the show,
yep.
And it wasn't Homer's show. Jesus H, dude, it was Bart Simpson shirts on everyone. Like the occasional picture of them on the couch, but really just Bart stuff.
And I remember Tracy Ullman Simpsons. That's how old I am.
I mean, I remember not caring for Tracy even back then. So.
But I'd watch it for The Simpsons.
You would, really? Yeah. Okay. To me, like, seeing those old Ullman-era Simpsons is like cave painting type crap.
Well, it is now in comparison to what they did.
Yeah, it's like seeing Mickey Mouse back when he's in, like, black and white and, like, whistling and holding his suspenders. I'm like, this is not real Mickey Mouse. This doesn't count.
For a young cableless kid, it was a big deal.
That's what you had. You had Tracy Ullman and in living color.
And you could flip over to ABC.
Actual physical dial. I remember that.
Yep.
God, Travis probably doesn't even know, like, non-high-def TV.
I was going to say, Travis never seen a non-flat screen.
I was going to, yeah.
I don't even use TV anymore.
Yep, he's done. He's got it on his phone.
Just got an iPad.
Oh, I always forget how young he is. Crazy. See, I was a click off from Napoleon Dynamite. I'm a little bit prettier Napoleon Dynamite. So that movie killed me. I laughed the whole time. Loved it.
Didn't they only spend, like, $300 on, like, other than, like, paying the actors just to make them?
I don't think it was...
Or for, like, props.
It was one of those amazing return on investment films.
Yeah, because I think they just... All the props they just got from, like, people making the movie.
What?
What did you think of the movie?
I know that my whole shtick is I love to hate things.
Yeah.
And that seems like it'd be something I would hate. But I really liked it.
We have a match!
Yeah, I...
The old guys match!
I really liked it. I remember when I first saw it, I think I got into it because there was a girl, like, my life really hasn't changed in 20 years. There was a girl I was, like, sexting with out of San Diego who was obsessed with it, and that's how I first learned of it. And then I started hearing radio commercials for it on the Don and Mike program. And I was like, you know what? I think it had already experienced its first bump because they were trying to get people back in the theater. They were like, now with, like, new footage after the credits. I was like, sure, what the hell. I went in and I watched it, and it was strange, but not in a way that lost me. I had a decent amount of laughs. I still remember my biggest laugh for the entire film was with that added footage where LaFonda. And Kip get married. And it's, you know,
That was added.
Yeah. It was like, you know, like 2 months later or whatever. Yeah. And they're getting married in a cornfield in whatever crap hole state they're in. I guess Utah, because it was done by Mormons. Was it Idaho? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Idaho. See, that's how much I like the show. I remember the movie.
So, yeah, it's, do you take LaFonda to be your wife? You know I do. And then, you know, the priest asks her, and she's like, yeah. And you see her brother just, like, put his head in his hands, like,
that.
Oh no. That was the payoff laugh of the entire movie to me. But there's so many great lines. And the people that hate on that, I don't get it. But then again, I hate so many things that are popular, so I'm skating on thin ice with this one. Mm-hmm. But to me, Napoleon Dynamite, if you don't like it, I don't get you.
Just mad because I've been talking to hot chicks on the internet all day.
So many. Lines.
Can you name one actor from that movie, though? Like, the name? Does anybody know Napoleon Dynamite's name in real life?
Oh, God. Jared Hess was the director, I think. I used to know Napoleon Dynamite's name. I know the other one's Efren Ramirez. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get partial credit. Yeah,
okay.
Pedro's Efren Ramirez. And John Heder.
John Heder.
John Heder was Napoleon.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. See, I have to get my...
I'm going to forget that in 5 minutes.
5 minutes, exactly. Yeah.
He'll forever be the guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Of course. It was great when they tried to give him a career, when they were like, he can exist outside of just this one freakish vehicle with Blades of Glory.
Yeah, I was going to say he had those two movies.
Again, shall we do a take on Blades of Glory?
Okay.
You liked it. Again, you were probably a fetus for it. It was goofy and silly. I bet Will Ferrell was like your boy growing up. And Brian...
Blades of Glory?
Okay, Brian has no opinion because he betrayed saw it. That he never saw
really?
It. Anyone want to guess me?
I'd love to guess you hard.
That doesn't compute.
I'd say you thought it was okay. I don't think you hated it or loved it.
All right, T-Dog on three. One, two, three. Really liked it.
Not at first.
Really? You had to warm up to
for
it?
For what? I forget. When was that, like 08-ish?
Sure. Let's say 10 years ago. So, it was before Will Arnett was a huge thing, because I remember seeing Will Arnett.
Oh, but the one with the
ice skating movie. Yes.
Yeah, I laughed at that one.
I was early teenager, I guess. I don't know if it was because I was in my rebellious stage, but...
Exactly. So it was an establishment.
I didn't really like it at first, but as I got older, I maybe watched it again when I was like 18, and I really like it now.
I remember one great line, and I guess it wasn't that long after my pops had kicked off, and I think it was Amy Poehler trying to guilt Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office, into doing something. And I think the line was more or less like, remember when mom and dad died? Remember when mom and dad were alive? Something to that effect. It was just like such a throwaway thing, but that like really got me in a visceral bad way. Like I shouldn't have laughed at it, but it triggered some sort of pain laugh in me where I was like, ha ha ha, yes.
Laugh or I'll cry.
Yeah, exactly.
And his dad was a kicker for the Redskins, I guess, because he kicked off.
Yes, I'm sorry, there you go. Yes.
My
father, Chip Lomilleropoulos.
Sorry. Had to go there. I'm a piece of garbage.
Nothing wrong with that, you effing piece of garbage. So we've gotten to the bottom of me liking Glow, me liking Napoleon Dynamite, and me liking Blades of Glory. I sound like one tough critic right
now. Two out of three, I'm with you.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe I need to give Glow another chance. Maybe I'll try again.
It's good. I mean, again, I think the only thing that can turn you off is were you finger upping?
No, I was going to ask if you want to watch it and drink 40s with me tonight, because that's my plan.
How many 40s do I have to buy until you pass out?
High gravities, hurricane high gravities, so maybe three.
If you wake up with a sore anus, are you going to call the cops?
No.
He's not four. No.
I don't even know. I'm young.
You're acting like he's a kid back from a slumber party and his parents are checking his
first I'm young. I don't know how to call people. Can you text 911? Can you Twitter?
I'll be putting my pop where it doesn't belong.
Oh, dear. I don't think you came up with that, but I'll take it. It still works. It's good, man.
If the pudding pop don't fit, you must acquit.
I think the most annoying aspects to me, because again, I'm human garbage, the really like over the top empowerment stuff, like, yeah, we're an all girls league. And it's like, yeah, you're a bunch of girls who don't own the league and are pulling each other's hair and sitting on each other's faces for $100 a week. But sure, you're Harriet Tubman. All right. What's up, Travis?
No, after the whole, you can't acquit. I hate to keep doing, did you watch this on Netflix, but did you watch the OJ trial series?
I heard it was good. I didn't watch it.
FX one?
Yeah, and it's on Netflix.
People versus O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the last one I did what you did and watched like
18 out of 10 episodes in one sitting.
Pretty much, yeah.
I definitely watched that live on FX, and I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Was O.J. in your history books in school? I'm not joking.
I know. Next to the Kennedy assassination.
No, I don't think we covered that.
It didn't quite get
I also
it,
dropped
it.
Out in 7th grade, so...
It's like John earlier talking about books. I'm like, John's my only friend I can read.
I do enjoy me a Shoney's menu. Is Shoney's still around?
I don't think so.
That was.
If it is, we're going after the show.
Oh, God, yeah. Shoney Bear don't care, man. I'm all on that.
Shoney Bear doesn't shame you for overeating.
Yeah, that was back when I had dates.
Back when I had dates.
Back when I did things with girls. I remember about 10 years ago, I was picking up a girl out of some Section 8 housing in Manassas, so you know she was classy.
Ooh.
And I brought her down 234, and I pulled into the Shoney's parking lot, and I was like, well, time for dinner. Here's that dinner date I promised.
Oh, God.
God, did that not go well. I mean, I was taking her elsewhere. It wasn't like I realized she wasn't down for golden clam strips and then audible to a plan B, but I should have known she was going to be a bitch from the way she took that one.
If you were taking me to Shoney's, I would have worn my teeths.
She was slightly older. I remember she was 32 when I was 27, and I thought I was like banging a coug. And now, God, 32. Like, that's young treat to me now.
Travis probably won't even touch 32 because it's too old.
No, you're 23, right? Or...
22.
Oh, God.
I turned 23 in August.
Would you go 32?
Of course he would.
Hold on. No, would you go 32? Because that sounds old to him.
Will they give me a ride in their minivan?
You have to sit in the back in the booster seat, though.
No, you mentioned 32 to Travis and, like, the Hot for Teacher music video. You catch that if you're older.
I know that reference.
Yeah, like chicken glasses, pulls it off, letting her hair down.
We did the math earlier because Travis looks a lot like my son. I might be his father.
You heard it here, folks.
Really? That's how young he is. He could be my son.
I mean, if I was one of those cool kids that got raped by my teacher, he could be my kid, yeah.
How do you call that rape? Sorry. We're going.
It is rape, but, like, again, that's fun rape, I guess.
If you have jacked it, someone brought this up, this is not mine. If you're a kid that has jacked it to that teacher, and then you get to have sex with her.
You're ruined for life.
Is that rape?
You're ruined for life. You will never have any experience like that. Like, if you beat it to your teacher, if you're a guy jerking it to your teacher and then she screws you, like, nothing will live up to that. And your idea of, like, reward mechanisms are fried forever. Like, you're going to just see, like, a picture of a Mustang in Time magazine and then think, I like that. I want that. And you're going to come home every day and be like, it's not in my driveway.
I'm going to have sex with that Mustang. Yeah, take that Mustang.
I'm going to pork its muffler.
Take that.
Your head is so screwed up from that. You will never recover. There was a dude in my school, like, who wasn't quite that young, but I think at, like, age 16 or 17. Yeah. And he was never the same after.
No, he couldn't barely walk. I've heard about John.
Banging the Spanish teacher who was married to another teacher. So this teacher's getting cucked by a kid. Great show name, right?
Cucked by a kid.
Yeah, cucked by an angel.
The last one was the same thing. That really, really attractive teacher.
A lot of them are super hot girls.
But the husband was holding her hand in the courtroom.
Oh.
Cucked by an angel.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, it's one thing if she gets drunk and, like, blows your buddy or some crap, because then you're like, well...
It happens. I get drunk and blow Travis three times.
Bring your friend, I'll pork her, even Stevens. To know that she screwed, like, a 12-year-old, there's no coming back from that. And I think it's because these, a lot of times, were, like, the cheerleaders of the school, and they're almost like female Al Bundys.
Yeah.
Like, it's all been downhill... From there, they had their four touchdowns in one game for Polk High moment, and they can't process not being just the coveted girl in school. I don't know. Same thing happens to, like, I guess, smart kids, where they go to a college filled with smart kids, and suddenly it's like, crap, I'm not a genius by default here. And
better screw a 12-year-old.
Exactly.
But you know what? Think about this.
I forgot my calculus. Get on your knees.
I went to a ghetto high school, and I can't think of one teacher that I'd want to draw the map of Hawaii on her back.
I had no sexy teachers. My only sexy teacher was in first grade, Mrs. Comer, and she was the wife of a stockbroker.
You were way too young to be doing that there in first grade, buddy.
Oh, no. This is the least sexy story ever. Like, she was this really really great-looking blonde chick. And I think that's why I go all over the spectrum, because in kindergarten I had a foxy black chick.
I'm also on the spectrum, John.
As my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Hamilton, and she was great looking. And then first grade I had Mrs. Comer, and I legit could not stop. I don't know how I even knew what sex was. I could not stop thinking about like porking Mrs. Comer because I looked at enough of my dad's porn and it got to the point I had like a parent-teacher conference because like I couldn't get through class. And I was just like, I was trying to explain this to my mom. I was just like, I keep thinking of Mrs. Comer naked in the magazines. And my mom's just like, what magazines? And I'm like, oh, the ones dad has in the backseat of the Plymouth. Here you go.
And you completely called your father out.
Oh, yeah. And of course, he's just like, oh, you bastard, you son of a gun. And that was the start of my sexual experience, my sexual awakening, like a parent-teacher conference. Being judged for having a hard-on,
wow.
My mom ridiculing me, my teacher being like, ah, it's okay, you know, like, I'm hot, what do you want?
I'm used to a roll of Lifesavers in their pants, I'm just that good-looking.
No, that's, given how I've turned out sexually, like, it has to go back to that. It has to go back to the fact I was, like, popping them at 5 or 6, I was too ahead of it, and it broke me. Like, it screwed my head up for life. So, yeah, man, it's not as funny as it is that you banged your hot teacher at age 13, 14. You'll never be sane. Yeah.
You finally, you're the one that makes the most sense out of all of this now. I get it. No, now. I get why it's wrong now.
Going back to the Spanish teacher, Mrs. Rodriguez Haddock, because we're going to throw names out there.
I was going to say, you're an address to John.
Yeah. I'm not going to give the name of the guy who porked her. And I usually when I do that, I then give their name immediately for a cheap laugh. Starting to get a little more aware of the legal crap here. But he talked to a friend of a friend or whatever about the experience. And the guy was like, man, that must have been awesome. And he was just like, nah, it really wasn't.
Like, looking back, yeah, I was raped.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, I was a kid. And things are weird for me now. But... I mean, I know we can all laugh about it, and
I know we're off topic, but just put this here.
Us?
Completely off topic. Could you imagine having that confidence at that age to hit on your teacher?
I don't think you're like your version of hitting at that age is just you being like, hey, I got another F because every good-looking kid has to be stupid, or else I'd kill myself. That's my worldview. I got an F, like my mom said I had to ask you for help, and then your teacher just unfurls a real life box in front of you.
See, like, they're talking about like texting and emailing and all these messages.
Okay, yeah, it's 2017.
And
they're
it's like they have game at 16 or 15 or whatever age these kids are.
Everyone has game via chat though. Like, or at least more people do. I am a pariah. One-on-one, unless I've had some drinks. Like, I suck one-on-one, but you put me online, I'm like the Hef of the IM window. You know, like, I can crush that.
I look like this. I am. Always had girlfriends in middle school.
Yeah, you got game. Like, you're.
And I could talk to girls, but if you made me.
Also, you're not.
Sit down and email them. I couldn't.
You're not some mutant. You're like, I look like this. Like, like Hellboy. I wish I could fix this.
Hey, I used to be attractive about 10 years ago.
I mean, not to...
Don't get older, Travis.
Not to fey up the airwaves, but you're still holding it together.
John, you think I look good, huh?
Like, that's my idea of a compliment. Like, you're not disgusting yet.
Hey, but not disgusting. I'd let you put your hand in my ass.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, dude. I got us, like... Tangent.
That's the show.
That's great.
Don't sweat it. That's right. The friggin' show.
I appreciate it.
Travis, add something, sir. Add a morsel. You're sitting on something.
You said you looked good 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think I looked my best 10 years ago when I was 12.
I do too.
So
hot. I saw the pictures. Full freaking roll.
That's how I know how young he is. Like, I go on your Facebook, and typically you scroll through someone's Facebook, and yeah, you go back 6 or 7 years, and it's just younger them, but they're still an adult. Like, you legit were a tadpole 6 or 7 years ago. It is.
Right.
God damn.
John, we're going to pull up our MySpaces later and feel better.
I would.
We can look how young we were.
I would give anything to get into my MySpace. Anything. I sadly...
Can't find it?
It is tied to an email address I can no longer get into, and I forget the password, and it's a whole big...
I just want to go in there and update my top 8 with you. That'd be awesome, just to slide John in my top 8. Maybe put Travis in.
Why isn't MySpace coming back like as a retro goof? In all seriousness.
It's there. There's still...
Exactly. It still exists. I think, like, as an F you to Facebook and Snapchat and all that, we should just all go back to MySpace. Yeah, suddenly Tom is riding high again.
Hey, Facebook's going to go away. Why not go back to MySpace?
I think Tom croaked of pancreatic cancer last year. It's been a...
Tom got very, very, very rich.
Yes.
He's still counting his money and doing money fights. Money fight.
I think, because he sold to Fox when it was still at the top of its game.
Yeah, exactly. Smart man.
Want to feel old again? I'm slightly too young for MySpace.
Slightly.
Oh,
it wasn't that big. It like went. I was probably in like sixth grade when it was
when MySpace was huge.
Not that many people.
I was pulling legit kitty. I was going to say something bad, but I'm not Brian. I was like pulling girls off of MySpace and having very legal sex with them. And you were sixth grade.
I had a Yahoo account.
You like how I described that?
Mine would have been very illegal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yahoo was a thing when the internet first started in high school. Very into my high school career, we had internet. And that's when they told us to sign up for our email account. And it was Yahoo, Travis. So
Team Yahoo.
I literally went through almost my entire schooling without the internets.
Oh, are you talking like high school and stuff?
Yeah.
Dude,
like this guy probably had like... you probably had an iPad or something.
It was, I'm not kidding, the only time the internet was integrated into class. Like, I had to wait to get to college to even have to email, like, a paper in now and again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dirty trick I would use where I hadn't finished a paper yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I would email the professor and be like, here's the paper, professor, enjoy. And the internet was so new that when I failed to attach said paper, air quotes, they would really believe me and like email me back at 6 p.m. in that night and be like, oh, John, you didn't include anything. I'd be like, oh, my mistake, sir. Here you go. Like after I put in an additional 5 hours of work. We can wrap up the show in a second if you can hold it.
Yeah, I can hold it. Can you hold it?
I think we had to do like a WordPress, like make a WordPress account and comment on blog posts for like my very last summer school class back in 04, 05. And I was like, this is cutting edge, my lord, pinky to the corner of my mouth. Oh, God. He's really losing it. All right, we can end the show.
I'm just putting my shoes back on. I get a little too comfortable when I do my show with you.
Oh, I figured you were just gearing up for when you had to, like, sprint out and take a leak.
Well, I do, but I didn't want to put my flops
back
on.
Can he just pee on me as long as it doesn't hit the carpet?
We get kicked off.
I mean, short answer, yes. All right.
It'd give the old dudes in the room next to us a thrill.
Oh, God. No, they don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. You won't pee on me.
That'll bring them back to their time.
Yeah. And you'll
this reminds me of the 50s.
That was sex back then.
Throwing their...
Girl lifts her poodle skirt at the sock off and just pours a lemonade in your mouth. That's not the one I wanted, or is it?
That music, it means you are...
I think this is me saying, like...
Oh, if you're hearing that music, it means you are listening to the episode in an hour-long format, and...
Yeah, I have, like, an abridged episode outro that I don't use anymore. Also uses Street Fight music, though, so you can see... Okay, one last time for me to feel dated. How old were you for the original Street Fighter 2? You weren't.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I did not grow up with Street Fighter.
Okay, I need to kill myself...
I like Spyro.
I kind of know Spyro. All right.
I loved Spyro.
I had a full beard and pubes for Spyro, but I know it. All right, Travis, thank you for coming on the show, dude.
No problem. Anytime.
And did you want to plug Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat? Bumble.
Just July 21st, I believe, Summer's Restaurant Roast Battle Tournament.
D.C. area.
Yes, in Arlington. Eight people, $250 prize. I am in it, so come out. 7 o'clock, I believe.
I am probably going to that because I don't know... I haven't watched comedy roasts, really.
Right.
I'm very bad
at... If you know anything about me, I'm a real mean guy.
I feel like I would be too mean even for that. Like, I legit would drop, like, religious hate and get racial.
I feel like you would somehow find stuff deep in their past that, like... They wouldn't even know how you got it and just, like, bring it up. Like,
I would love to. I would be like, hey, remember how your priest blew you? and then you had to go to Niagara Falls and pretend nothing happened.
Remember that baby you gave up and didn't tell anybody?
Remember your womb goof? Yeah, so I am going to watch you perform and see how it's done. It looks fun. So if you're in the D.C. area, check out Travis live at that. Brian Bolte is Choke on Ritalin on Twitter. He's also taking a leak right now. I am on Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You can find Papa's Basement on Facebook as well. And, Ryan's back. If you like the show, we have a ton of episodes. They're available for subscription, iTunes, Stitcher. Go there. Just go to inpapasbasement.com if you want to get really deep with it and download every damn episode we've done. I guess that is it. Brian, we already did your outro for you. You're good. I hope the piss was worth it. Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
At Choke on Ritalin, Twitter, Instagram.
There you go. Till the next one. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbin.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.